IBM has developed a prototype chip that's twice as fast as today's fastest processors. Stephen Shanklin is a senior writer for CNET News, and he's not in Paris this time. He's in Detroit, Michigan, and he joins us now. Welcome to you, Stephen.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thanks for being on. Now, do we know where this chip is headed? Before we get into the details of the technology, is this going to be for mobile devices? Is it going to be for data centers? Where is this thing going?
Okay, so what they have developed so far is chip technology and a prototype chip. So this isn't an actual product that's going to ship in a server or a smartphone or anything like that. This is the manufacturing process that they've got buttoned down now. This is a project led by IBM Research, but includes some other heavy hitters like GlobalFoundries, which is a chip manufacturing company, and Samsung Electronics, which you've heard of course, because they do smartphones and chips for smartphones and many other things. So this is a manufacturing process. This won't actually hit the market for another 4 years or so, probably. But this is basically an essential step to bringing this to market. It will show up in all kinds of different devices when it does show up.
And what will it mean for those devices? Does this mean even smaller, even faster?
Yep, it's exactly what it means. So Moore's Law says that the number of transistors, these little tiny electrical on-off switches that you make a microprocessor out of, the number of transistors doubles every 2 years. So this is a manufacturing process that's two generations out from today's process. So that means you get four times the number of transistors on a given amount of surface area. So that means you get more processing power for a certain size chip. That makes it easier to fit more computing power into your smartwatch, into your smart contact lenses, into your smartphone, into your server, your PC, your graphic card, whatever it is that you need a chip inside. So this is the steady advance of Moore's Law. What makes this hard is that each new step in Moore's Law these days is harder than the previous step, because the size of electronics we're talking about is just getting so small. The size of the processes we're talking about for this generation technology is about three times the width of a DNA strand. So we're talking just excruciatingly small.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. Now, where does IBM fit into the hierarchy of advanced technology in chip manufacturing? We've got Intel, you've got Samsung, you've got all kinds of manufacturers these days. Are they sort of leading the pack, or are they more or less in line with what's happening elsewhere in the industry?
There's a lot of squishiness here. So IBM used to make its own processors, and it just completed a deal with GlobalFoundries in which it sold off its microprocessor manufacturing business. IBM decided it was not one of the companies that was going to be able to stay at the forefront. What happens with when you move to these new generations of processor manufacturing is you have to do higher and higher volumes of chip manufacturing in order to run the business. So if you want to make a new generation chip factory right now, it's going to cost you about $10 billion. So this is a very small club. So what that means is over the years, the number of chip makers has been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. You see alliances of different companies, throwing their lot together. Intel is still probably the leader in this industry, but they haven't said anything about how they're going to do their 7-nanometer process. That's this two-generation out technology. So IBM looks like it's pretty well positioned, but it's still at this point, this technology is going to be brought to market by other companies.
So Stephen, over the last really year, people have been writing that Moore's Law was dying or dead. This makes it look like that maybe is not the case.
I think if you look at the literature, people have been writing that Moore's Law is dying or dead for probably at least 20 years now. They keep injecting new life into it. As I say, it's getting harder to take the new steps, but people keep taking those new steps. We're down kind of now to three major chip manufacturing companies. There's Intel, there's TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, and then there's Samsung, which is part of this alliance with IBM. These are the three big chip makers standing. There used to be dozens of chip makers. So what's happening as Moore's Law gets harder to follow is fewer and fewer companies have been able to participate in actually making the chips. But the material scientists, the engineers keep on coming up with new ways to shrink the transistors farther and farther. We will be running out of steam in something like maybe a decade or so. I think there's pretty broad consensus now that, you know, at a certain point you just can't get smaller than atoms, so you have to come up with something else. Either you have to improve the performance of the processors, even if things stop shrinking, or you have to go to some exotic new technologies.